Our passage this morning is Luke 24, 13 through 35. It's the famous passage of the two men who are walking to a town called Emmaus. They're on the road to Emmaus. You've heard that phrase before. 7 miles away from Jerusalem. One of the men's name is Cleopas. They're both disciples of Jesus. And as they're walking, a man shows up. It's Jesus, but their eyes aren't open to who it is, so they don't know it's Jesus. And this man asks, what were you talking about? So they share that they were talking about their disappointment, that the man Jesus was not actually the Messiah because he was crucified and he died. And so the Romans are still in charge and the Messiah did not rise up within him. So now what? And they even shared about the women who'd gone to the garden tomb and came back and said, hey, he's risen. Because the tomb is empty, and an angel told us that he's now risen. But they did not believe. And Jesus chastises them a little bit in love. And he says, oh, you foolish men, your hearts are so slow to believe. And he expands to them and expounds upon the scriptures, beginning with Moses, and he shares with them how all the prophets are talking about Jesus, and he demonstrates how. What a great Bible study that would have been to hear. I wish that would have been written down. And we're told in the passage that while he was speaking, their hearts burned within them. See, these hearts that were so slow to believe now burned within them. I'm intrigued that there's talk about their heart in this passage, because Christian faith is about the heart. It's about intellect too, but intellect is involved in the heart because the heart is the center of who you are. But when you're dealing with things mostly in your intellect and not with the other parts of who you are, you're going to end up more like Spock. You're not going to have the kind of personality that really is relational. And, you know, Jesus, he quoted Isaiah when it says, your lips are claiming to be close to me, but your hearts are far away from me. That's how God felt about the children of Israel. Their hearts were far away. I wonder if our hearts sometimes get far away. I wonder if Jesus saw that these two men and their hearts were far away. And so he's ministering to them in his love. And we're told that when they got to this house in Emmaus, these two men invited Jesus in, and he went in and he supped with them, just like that passage in Revelation says, behold, I knock at the door. If anyone let me in, I'll come in and sup with them. And we're told that he broke bread. He had communion with them. And after breaking bread and blessing it, their eyes were opened that this was Jesus. And then he disappeared. But see, that's what Jesus does when he gets into our heart. And every Sunday, people come to church hoping to hear the word that Jesus loves them, to hear the word that Jesus accepts them, has a plan for them, a purpose for them. And the scriptures do that for us. I'm amazed at how many times I can preach on the same passage, such as Psalm 23, and people get something new out of it. It's because the Holy Spirit brings things to them. But I can use a sermon illustration once every 3 years, and they don't want to hear that same sermon illustration more than once. See, the scripture's different. The scriptures, it says in James that it will last forever. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will last forever. But our grasp of the word in this life sometimes fades. We need to be reminded of the hope that it brings within us, brings within our heart. In 1 Peter, Peter is talking to a church that's being persecuted. And he says in this passage of chapter 3, he says, when you suffer for doing right, you're blessed. But don't fear what they fear, meaning don't fear what the persecutors are fearing. In fact, don't fear at all. Get into faith is what he's saying. And he says, be ready when they ask to give the reason for the hope that's within you. Well, you're not going to be able to give a reason for the hope that's within you if your relationship with God is a head thing and not a heart thing. See, God wants your heart. He wants the center of who you are. He wants everything about you. And that's what's going to make you the Bible for others, so that they will want to know what it is about you that is different and what is your strength. One of the things I ask people is, what gives you strength? And often I hear that it's their faith in Jesus Christ. And that gets them in touch with their heart. That question gets them in touch with their heart for God. So this is a time for us to get in touch with God in our hearts. Ask ourselves if we've maybe meandered away a little bit, and we have some doubt and we have some fear, but we're not walking in the same faith that we did at one time. This is the time for us to get back into that relationship with God, because these are exciting times and people are needing hope. And you and I can carry a hope for this hurting world, that there really is a God who loves them and cares about them and will forgive them and give them grace. God bless.